Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 3:15:36. Bhuyad Aghoni Bhagavadbhir Akari Dando Yo Now Adeta Sudahelanam Api Ashesham Ma Vo Anutapa Kolaya Bhagavat Smritigno Moho Paved Iha Tu Now Rajator Adho Adha Bhuyadakoni Bhagavadbhir Dakari Dando Yo Nau Hadeta Sudahelanam Apyashesham Ma Vonutapa Kalaya Bhagavat Smritigno Moho Pavedi Hatu Nau Rajator Adhodaha Ladies,
Guru
Puyat, let it be, Agni, for the sinful, Bhagavad Bhihi, by you, Akari, was done, Dandaha, punishment, Yaha, that which, now, in relation to us, Hareta, should destroy, Surahelanam, disobeying great demigods, Api, certainly, Ashesham, unlimited, Ma, not, Vaha, of you, Anutapa, repentance, Kolya, by a little, Bhagavat, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Smriti Gnaha, destroying the memory of, Moha, illusion, Bhavet, should be, Iha, in the foolish species of life, two, but now of us, Rajatoho, who are going, Adaha, Adaha, down to the material world. After being cursed by the sages, the doormen said, it is quite apt that you have punished us for neglecting to respect sages like you. But we pray that due to your compassion at our repentance, the illusion of forgetting the Supreme Personality of Godhead will not come upon us as we go progressively downward. Purport. To a devotee, any heavy punishment is tolerable, but the one which affects forgetfulness of the Supreme Lord. The doormen, who were also devotees, could understand the punishment meted out to them, for they were conscious of the great offense they had committed by not allowing the sages to enter Vaikuntha Loka. In the lowest species of life, including the animal species, forgetfulness of the Lord is very prominent. The doormen were aware that they were going to the criminal department of the material world, and they expected that they might go to the lowest species and forget the Supreme Lord. They prayed, therefore, that this might not happen in the lives they were going to accept because of the curse. In Bhagavad Gita's 16th chapter, verses 19 and 20, it is said that those who are envious of the Lord and his devotees are thrown into the species of abominable life. Life after life, such fools are unable to remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore they continue going down and down. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tadhati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapadakamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrashatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lolita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kolpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyevacha Patita Nam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Rama Hare Hare Puya Dakoni Bhagavadpir Akari Dando Ye yo no hadeta sudahelana mapyashesham. Ma vo nutapa kalaya bhagavat smritigno. Moho bhavedi hatu nao. Rajator adho ta. The Vaikuntha doormen were conscious that they had committed sudahelana. Sura means devotee, and helena means disregarding, slighting, treating with contempt. This is helena. They were aware that they'd become, that they'd misused their authority. When we get some authority, then the danger is that we may become puffed up. Now the main thing is not seeing that we do our duty properly. The main thing is asserting our authority. I remember we were crossing the Canadian-American border one time with the youth tour. And that's what it was all about. There was some guy, you know, with a badge. And because he had a badge, he had to be a badger and badger the devotees. Just recently, I was on a flight, same thing. Just somebody who has to assert, do you know who I am? Has to assert his power. So that had happened to the Vaikuntha doorkeepers. They asserted their authority, and in the process of doing so, insulted great devotees, the Kumaras. And they knew that nothing is more subversive to devotional service than an offense to a devotee. In the Nectar of Devotion, it's stated that by an offense to a devotee, whatever attachment one has for Krishna wanes like the waning moon. We have Shreya Kareva Chandrika Vitaranam, the full moon gradually becomes. Devotional service reaches the full moon stage, but by offenses, it can reach the dark moon stage, waning, 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 waning. And the result would be, their fear was, that the result could be Bhagavat Smriti Gno, that their remembrance of Krishna would be killed. They would lose the ability to remember Krishna. All right, we may go to the material world, but if we forget Krishna, that's the greatest disaster. Yes. Anything else, we'll undergo so much trouble, so much pain, so much, but to forget Krishna, that's the worst. If we can undergo trouble but always remember Krishna, Kunti Devi says, I'm ready for more trouble, please send it on. But if there's forgetfulness of Krishna, then even living comfortably, that's the problem. We live comfortably, we live nicely, we live so much to engage us, and we forget Krishna. So they were praying that that not happen. How might it not happen? Anutapa kalaya. If we have any credit, slight credit, kalaya, a little fragment of credit for anutapa. Anutapa here means repentance. We know that we've offended you, but we've sincerely repented our offense. So if that counts for anything, then please may we not forget Krishna. Nanda Maharaj also, when Uddhava was departing, expressed that wherever we may go on account of our past karma, may our minds always be engaged in Krishna's service, may our bodies always be engaged in the service of the Lord, may our words always be engaged in glorifying Krishna. We don't mind that we'll go through so many births in this world, but if we can always be engaged in Krishna consciousness, then that will be the greatest blessing. So Anutapa Kalaya, in the first canto also we find that after insulting Shamik Rishi, then Prikshit Maharaj felt terrible. He felt, I've insulted a sage, how could I do this? Certainly sinful reactions will come upon me. Anyway, let them come on me and not on the citizens. So he was repenting that I did, for no reason, I insulted this sage. And Srila Prabhupada comments, paraphrasing as best I can remember, that the sinful reaction, that sinful reactions are burnt to ashes in the fire of sincere repentance. That sinful reactions are, otherwise if we think, yeah, you know, anyway, he had it coming, then, yeah, you know, maybe a little discrepancy, but all things considered, you know, I did what I had to do. Then there's no such credit. There's no such credit. You're due to false pride, false prestige, abhiman. You've committed an offense, or especially offended a Vaishnav. Then, all right, get your punishment. But if there's sincere repentance, then what is that? Kshiprad Pavati Dharmatma. Then Krishna says, even if you've done something terrible, Sudurachar. Durachar means bad, and Sudurachar means terrible. Api chet Sudurachara. Pajate mam ananyabhak. If one remains steadfastly engaged in Krishna's service, sadhur eva samantavya, he must be considered a sadhur. Eva is emphatic. Samyak vyavasito hisa, because his determination is fixed in Krishna consciousness. And the result will be kshipram bhavati dharmatma, that he'll sincerely think that I've done the wrong thing. I've committed an offense, I've acted against Krishna's desires. Then he repents. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma. Shashvat chantim nikasvati. So this is dharmatma. Rascal, rogue, he does any nonsense and goes on doing more nonsense, and it multiplies, and he goes down and down. But a devotee, after realizing that I've offended the Vaishnava, I've offended, then he quickly comes back. What have I done? What nonsense, foolishness, how abominable. But then Krishna says, yes, this is, he's a sadhu. He must be considered a sadhu. So the doorkeepers pleaded for mercy on these grounds, that we don't, all right, we may go down to the even the lower species, but even as trees, that Nalakuvara and Manigriva had the blessing that they could remember Krishna. They could remember Krishna. All the trees. Bhadat Maharaj, he became a deer, but he got the blessing that still you remember Krishna. So the doormen prayed for that, that please be merciful to us. Now we know you're great Vaishnavas, so please give us your mercy. What mercy? All right, you've cursed us, but please let us not lose Krishna consciousness. If we lose everything else, that's all right. Anyway, it's going to be lost. My house will be lost, my family will be lost, my money will be lost, my body will be lost, everything will be lost. That can't be helped. But please let us not lose Krishna consciousness. If we lose Krishna consciousness, we lose everything. And there's I think Chanika Shloka, that person who gives up the eternal for the temporary doesn't lose anything, or loses everything, rather. If he gives up the eternal for the temporary, he loses everything. He loses the eternal because he gave it up, and he loses the temporary because it's temporary. And a person who gives up the temporary for the eternal doesn't lose anything at all, because he's only given up the temporary, which is going to be lost anyway, and he gets the eternal, which is permanent. So the sages prayed, please be merciful to us. Let us lose everything else, but please let us always remember Krishna and not forget Krishna. All right, are there some questions, comments? Lots. Soma Prabhu. All right.
Someone else? Oh. Hare Krishna Maharaj. So, I'm just trying to see things from a different angle. So, at this time in the past times, that these four Kumaras, they are great sages, but not pure bhaktas. So, therefore, Jai and Vijay, the doorkeepers, they had a right not to allow them entry into Vaikuntha Loka because they were not qualified as bhaktas. So from that angle, they are rightly performing their duties. So who is offending who? Who is the actual offender? Are they the four Kumaras or the doorkeepers?
Who's the offender? The doorkeepers of the four Kumaras. We're just performing our duty. We're keeping Gyana Mishra Bhaktas out of here. The Kumaras also regret it. Now we've cursed, we got pulled by anger. We're supposed to be sages, but we became angry here in Vaikuntha even. And so we've cursed devotees. They also felt regret. But it's mentioned in the text that they became contemptuous, the doorkeepers. Kids. Yeah, children. Who were they? Also, even if we think that they weren't yet pure devotees, they became pure devotees. And look what happened to the stepmother of Dhruva Maharaj. She insulted Dhruva, and later he became a pure devotee, and her son had to die. She had to see her son die on that account. One should be so careful. No, he's a neophyte. He's a this, he's a that. Okay, good luck to you. One should be so careful about offending Vaishnavas. If you're the doorkeeper, that means you're supposed to be so careful and responsible. And consider all these things.
Jai, thank you for the wonderful class, Maharaj. In the story of Ambarish and Durvasa Muni, Vishnu says that you have to beg forgiveness from the devotee who you've offended. Mm. So is that the same as just being repentant, or is that another kind of step up, begging forgiveness from the person you've offended?
Is that a step up or is that identical?
Yeah.
The repentant person will naturally beg forgiveness. Otherwise, what kind of repentance will it be? There was recently one ISKCON website plagiarized an article by one sannyasi. They took his article, put somebody else's name on it, and published it. And then when it was pointed out, and apparently it was all justified because this sannyasi had been, he was a child abuser he was a child, he's the worst of the worst and the worst of the worst, even though he's not the worst of the worst. But anyway, so we're not going to mention his name. So we'll swipe his article and we'll put it under Sureshwara Prabhu's name. Then it was brought to his attention, actually, We heard it on Sureshwar Prabhu read the lecture, but he didn't read the article, but he didn't mention the author's name. So we made a mistake. Sorry. Then it came out, when you listen to Sureshwar Prabhu's class, he introduces the author three times before he reads the article, mentions him twice while he's reading it, and mentions him once at the end. Then someone pointed out that, and then the editors, yeah, sorry about that. And to fix it, he just kept the same article as published by, as narrated by Sureshwar, and left out the sannyasi's name. I don't have to leave out the sannyasi's name. Dhanadhar Swami left out his name. Then, what happened next? Then it was pointed out that this doesn't really work, that your explanation doesn't fly. Sorry about that. And just, still publishing it as narrated by, that doesn't quite work. Really, this isn't right. So then, he took the article down. That was the first thing, just dropped it off the website. After it had gone viral, actually, because it was a really great article. It was told about how the devotees in Russia had first come to Vrindavan. And then, after that, issued an apology of the kind of, I'm so sorry, and we didn't mean to offend you. And it was really just because ChatGPT, we relied on ChatGPT, and it extracted your article from Sureshwar's talk, and then it went, and so, we're very sorry, but the sins were due to ChatGPT. This is great now. You don't have to blame sins on anyone particular. You can blame it on ChatGPT. Make them your whipping boy. And then they did publish and they'd left out other names also, because those names were no longer good names, and otherwise word for word would have been published. So I don't want to go on about it, but this is an example of how not to do it. We're so sorry. We deeply regret how we've offended you, and we're going to apologize to you. In fact, publicly, we'll post an apology today, May 20th, and backdate it to May 16th so that it appears under, buried beneath four pages of other content. That doesn't sound like the kind of offense that's burned up in the fire of sincere repentance. But sincere repentance means you really do regret it, and you really do apologize. And if it was a public offense, then you publicly apologize. You don't write a letter saying to the person saying, sorry about that. It was ChatGPT, but I feel so deeply regretful. Give us a break. If it were me, I'd rather hear, I hate your guts, so I left you out. Yes.
Just a comment, because you were explaining about how you should be very careful of offending people. During my first initiation, 1971, in Boston, Srila Prabhupada asked, does anybody know the 10 offenses for chanting the holy name? And we were all new devotees, but Jadarani was there. So she started to answer. And of course, I'm thinking, oh, it's nice that she's here. She's so smart. She knows all these things. So she says, the first offense is to blaspheme the pure devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada goes, no. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, not pure devotees, any devotees.
Any devotees. Wow. Yeah.
That was a wonderful point.
Mm. Not the first offense is not to blaspheme the pure devotees who've dedicated their lives. Blaspheme any devotees, Prabhupada said. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for your class. Maharaj, when a course is given, is that also like a blessing because the person is able to realize then and repent?
It depends who's giving it. When the materialist gives a curse, he just curses. If he does something to, what do they say? Trying to avoid a vulgarism. If he does something to stick it to you, then he just wants to stick it to you, and there's no blessing there because he's a demon. What blessing can he give you? But when a saintly person or a Vaishnav curses, then everything he does is a blessing. Just like Krishna, Vinashaya Chatushkritam. That's a blessing. If he destroys you, what could be better than that? To be killed by Krishna. Of course, what could be better would be Paratranaya Sadhunam, but since you're a sadhu, not a sadhu, you're a Dushkriti, what could be better for you than this, than to be killed by Krishna? Narada curses the trees and they get Krishna's association. So when a Vaishnav curses, it's like Krishna, his curse is as good as a blessing. But the ordinary person, he's just a, whatever he does is useless for him and for others.
I want to take this on another level. So sometimes devotees don't curse one another, but there is this habit of talking about devotees. Like devotee might have a habit that you don't like, say you're on the altar and somebody does something.
If you don't?
You don't like it. I don't know, you don't know if it's right or wrong, but somebody might be doing something and it bothers you, so you're not cursing the devotee, but you're talking about it, so I'm not sure.
Well, there's two things. There may be some issue. You think that worshiping the deity in such and such way is not the best way to do it. All right, you can bring that up. But Krishnadas is just a rascal. He worships that, with that, that becomes the aparadha. And even sometimes just to criticize, who was it? Pundarik Vijayaniti, he criticized, why are they putting unwashed cloth on Lord Jagannath? And he got slapped. Lord Jagannath beat him up. Who are you criticizing my pujaris? But we have to be very careful. Just to badmouth devotees, the tendency is there to badmouth others. What is that? Pajavignyam ananyamanya nindadi shunya hridam ipsitam. If someone is his heart is free from the tendency to criticize others, we want his association. This is a bhajana vigya, a person who's expert in devotional service. We want to get his company like anything. Because the tendency generally is to criticize. Because when others go down, I go up. It's very simple. So that tendency is there, and it's amplified by the demons have invented modern technological means to amplify Vaishnava aparadhas. They call it social media. And that's how it there's something about it. I don't know can't go deep enough into it to see which neurons are stimulated in which parts of the brain or whatever. But it's a known phenomenon that, friends, godbrothers, badmouth godbrothers, and Vaishnavas, badmouth senior Vaishnavas, and versa, do it, the better it gets, because the more establishing, and it's just viciousness. So, yes, Maharaj. I was seeing at the microphone. Microphone go wherever it wants.
Just on this last thing about what is often added, that kind of discussion about ending someone or correcting them. We say you hate the sin, but not the sinner. Apply in our song.
Yeah, that, well, yes. We don't have appreciating full activity of space for sinful activities. We don't want to injurious sinful activities to others, and even more to defend cows, women, children, Brahmins. They're considered defenseless creatures. We don't want to condone or allow harm to such. That's grossly wrong. That's the first thing. With things, then you need judicious. What is to be done and what is not to be done in regard to such persons. That means you have to be balanced. You have to be neutral. You have to know Shastra. You have to be Krishna conscious. You have to be merciful. But you have to take into account countervailing considerations. So it's difficult. That's why judges are paid so much money. You know, just to slap someone, that's easy. But to be a judge, you're supposed to be sagacious. To be a judge, you're supposed to be sagacious. You're not supposed to be just a person with some slogans or some simplistic rules. You're supposed to be sagacious. If you're not sagacious, you should be doing something else. So it's hard sometimes. Decision making can be hard. That, what was that? Draupadi said, spare him, and Bhima said, kill him. And then Krishna had to step in, settle up the matter in an intelligent way, a super intelligent way. One has to be dispassionate. Is that okay? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Lord Chaitanya was cursed one time that he'll never enjoy any material happiness.
Yes.
And he was very happy to hear that. And Krishna, anyway, the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I think he gives benediction that anyone who hears this pastime will be free from the curse of any Brahmins like that.
Mm.
So can you comment on that?
Yeah, you don't want to be freed from a curse like that. That's a great one. You'll have no material enjoyment. I curse you to have no material enjoyment. Wow, that's so good. But yes, we don't want other kinds of curses. Certainly don't want the curse of forgetting Krishna. Or it can be taken that anyone who hears this pastime of Lord Chaitanya getting cursed by a Brahmin, whoever hears it, even if cursed by a Brahmin, the curse turns into a blessing. Just like the readers, if you hear this pastime, then you also think, what is the use of this material happiness? Let it go. Is So it becomes, then you also, the curse also falls on you. Even you're being told that you'll be freed from all curses, but you get that curse, which is a blessing. I hope that's all right.
Haribol Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
So, if you say a joke with another devotee and he took it as an offense or he become offended, how does that work?
You talk about a friend, you said, and the friend becomes offended?
Yeah, like another devotee, friend. Or not a friend, but
therefore we should be careful, not that. You know, I'll talk to Pani about you, and it's just between us, but nothing's ever just between us. It always comes out, and then you're offended. So that means I committed a Vaishnava aparad, and now you know about it. We should not do that. It's not that when we meet Vaishnavas, we should take the opportunity to badmouth other devotees. What are we doing? As far as possible, we should glorify the devotees. Even if a devotee does something that we don't think very, still will, their cultured person doesn't take it as an opportunity to talk about what an idiot this person is, what a fool, how disloyal, how this, how that. That's just not recommended. Vaishnava aparadhas are so corrosive to devotional service. We need to be. And almost inevitably, those of us who are not pure devotees will, someplace along the line, maybe more places than we'd like to admit, offend other Vaishnavas. But we should try so strenuously to avoid that. And if it happens, we should try so strenuously to set things right. Not that we just wash it off as well, you know. I was doing my duty and it was ChatGPT and... Yes?
Maharaj, I'm trying to understand jivas, tatastha jivas, they are, it says jiva anisha rupena, they are never independent. They are either under jogamaya or mahamaya. So when they are under mahamaya, they are responsible for their mistakes. But even in America, if a minor does some accident, the parents are accountable, not the minor. So if eternally, in spiritual world, those liberated soul, if they do some mistake, isn't God supposed to be responsible? Not
He takes the responsibility. We'll find that in the coming section, that the Lord comes and takes the responsibility. My men have offended you. It's my fault. He takes it that way. But the sages, they can't understand what he's saying. Even the sages, how could you be responsible? Ultimately, Krishna is the cause of all causes. He's the source of everything, including your offenses and everything like that. But it's not that we then, you know, the murderer says, Your Honor, it was God's fault. Right there in the contract, it says, not responsible for acts of God. So that was an act of God, Your Honor. That doesn't fly. God does such things in response to our desires, in response to our misuse of our independence. So not that... Finally, What is it? Prakriti kriyamanani. Everything's done by material nature. Don't look at me. That's...
We did say, Maharaj.
Hmm?
5:14, it did say, namam karma...
Namam karmani limpanti?
No, there's a 5:4. I don't create... Natasya karjam karanam cha vidyate natat sama bhadikas.
That's not 5:14, Baba.
Na kartitvam
na karmani lokasya
srijati
prabhu.
Na karma phala sangyoga svavastu pravartate. It says that nature is doing. I'm not doer.
Yeah.
So why are you blaming me?
Finally, you're not the sufferer either.
Oh. But I'm experiencing the suffering.
Hmm?
I'm experiencing the suffering.
Because you're identifying with this body. Nakartritvam nakarmani lokasya srijati prabhu. You're not doing anything. Well then, you're not suffering. But you have to come to that platform.
I see.
Not that I do all rubbish, and I say, well, I'm not doing anything. Nakartritvam nakarmani, I have no duty, I have no nothing. As long as I'm in this material world, I have some duty to perform. Otherwise, why is Krishna speaking to Arjuna that your duty is to fight? Why do you have to fight? You're pure spirit soul. I'm pure spirit soul. What is this fighting? Naham, Viprona, and so on. I'm not a Kshatriya. Why should I fight? Krishna says, you're a Kshatriya. Kshatriyasya. No, I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm pure spirit soul. Get off it. You have this Kshatriya body, you have this duty. Mm-hmm. And in performing your duty, you own the responsibility. If you're neglectful, it's on your account. But otherwise, at least depend on me for the result, just karmanye vadikaraste, just do your duty. And mapaleshu, don't worry about the result, good or bad. Your business is not to go after some result, your business is to perform your prescribed duty.
But then there is no impetus, Maharaj.
Hmm?
There is no impetus to do good. If I'm not enjoying the result, then what is the impetus to do good?
If I'm not enjoying the impetus is that the real thing is I should serve Krishna.
Okay.
If Krishna is satisfied, I'll be satisfied. Not that I have to directly try to, you know, the hand. What's the use of picking up food if I can't keep it in my palm? You give it to Krishna, you'll be happy also.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you. We're at 9 on the spot, so this can be, I guess, the last question.
I just remember a story about one devotee, Vaisesika Prabhu. He was staying upstairs in this place. And he was coming down the stairs. And for some reason or other, some devotees were engaged in some really intense... One particular devotee was criticizing this devotee, who was actually no longer in the movement. He had started his own thing. This devotee he was criticizing was no longer in the movement. He was doing his thing separately and so forth.
Could you speak into the microphone and slow down?
Sorry.
Thank you.
Wow, that makes a big difference.
It does.
But Vaisesika was coming down the stairs, and there were some devotees sitting. One of them was engaged in a very strong criticism of a devotee who had actually gone away from ISKCON and started doing his own thing separately. Anyway, it was going and going, and when Vaisesika Prabhu came down the stairs, he heard what was going on, and without making a big scene, he just turned around and went right back up the stairs.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing about criticism. There's a taste for hearing it.
It what?
There's a taste for hearing it.
Yeah, taste for hearing criticism. I wasn't doing Vaishnava Parada, I just happened to be there. And stayed overtime also because it was nectar. That therefore it's there that one should leave the place holding one's ears. Not that we sit and listen to Vaishnava Parada. Very, very, very bad. For Vaishnava Prabhu.
Yeah,
even Sati throws herself in the fire because she's born of Daksha, and therefore she considers her body part of his body, and since she doesn't want to kill him because he's a Brahmin, although she has the power, she's the material energy total, but she doesn't want to kill a Brahmin, so she kills that part of the Brahmin that that's represented by her own body. So. And that's another story, what happens with cursing and counter-cursing. Of course, that's the archetypical story of cursing and counter-cursing and the results of that.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I can't remember the name. Was it Gopal Chapala? He was criticizing Srivas Thakur.
Oh, yeah.
He was putting the paraphernalia for worshipping Durga. That wasn't really... I mean... You could say it would be a big offense, but compared to what some devotees on the internet say about other devotees who are totally innocent, yeah. I mean, what's going to happen to them? He became a leper, and Lord Chaitanya wouldn't forgive him at all. Some of these devotees who criticize, I can't imagine what future they've got.
Tanaham drishita kruran sangsareshu naradaman shibam yajrasham ashubhan ashri shveva yonishu apanam. Yonim, what is that? Atrim yonim apana mudha janmani janmani. Mahama prapyaiva kontiya tato yantyada mahangatim. Well, that's the demons. But even the devotees, it's said what happens. They lose their Krishna consciousness. Their Krishna consciousness gained after millions and millions of births becomes like a waning moon, getting more and more slight by the day. And we've seen it. I can think of instances where people grievously offended Vaishnavas and they lost everything. They lost everything. But we should be so careful about that. It's just, that's the worst thing. He became a leper. That's so painful, so miserable, so humiliating, so painful. But the Jayan Vijay, whatever happens, let us not forget Krishna. And that's what happens when we blaspheme Vaishnavas. Krishna consciousness becomes the waning moon and we forget Krishna. That's worse. To become a leper would be good. To forget Krishna, that's the worst. Is an offense if you don't defend. That's described that if possible someone is criticizing, then we should defeat him. And if first cut out his tongue or defeat him, some things we don't do in the present context. And if all else fails, go leave. If all else fails, leave. Don't. What is it? Press the delete button or exit this group or whatever button might be available. Don't stay there for an aparad fest, a saduninda fest. It's the worst. All right, I don't want to offend the clock. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Samaveta Bhakta Brindaki Jaya Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Om.